Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. Today, I'm excited to talk with Jonathan Obst, also known by many in the industry as Lee Obst. Lee is the president and managing director of Rockwell Collins Canada, a Collins Aerospace company. Lee joined Collins Aerospace in 2000 as a program manager in the government systems airborne solutions portfolio, and shortly afterwards transitioned into a business development role. Since 2000, Lee has held a variety of business development leadership roles in the airborne solutions portfolio with increasing responsibilities. In 2010, Lee was appointed as the Senior Director Marketing for Collins Aerospace Government Systems. In 2011, he was appointed as the President and Managing Director of Collins Aerospace based in Ottawa, Ontario. In this role, he is responsible for overseeing the Canadian operations and production facilities in Ottawa and providing shared services for the Montreal operations. Prior to joining Collins Aerospace, Lee served for 21 years as a test pilot and fighter pilot in the Royal Canadian Air Force. Lee, it's a pleasure to have you join us back on Vanguard Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for that kind introduction.
Oh, it's certainly my pleasure. For the benefit of our listeners, Lee, who are not familiar with the new Collins Aerospace structure, how did the company come to be, and how have you extended your presence and capability across Canada? What does it look like?
Great question for an introduction. Let me break it down into some basic building blocks, if I can. Both Rockwell Collins and United Technologies Aerospace Systems were successful companies in their own right. United Technologies Aerospace System was a division of UTC Corporation. Back about a little more than, well, almost a year and a half ago now, the two companies, UTAS and Rockwell Collins, got together and discussed the possibility of going through a merger, which was successfully completed in late November of 2018. That merger brought together the capabilities from both companies, which had an awful lot of synergistic capabilities to bring to the aerospace and defense sector with not a lot of overlap. So it was a very idealistic kind of merger of two very successful companies. The new company formed, it was called Collins Aerospace, and has six principal operating or business strategic business units covering a large capability across the aerospace sector, including aerostructures, interior systems, avionics, mission systems, which also includes simulation and training, by the way, and those and electrical systems and so forth. That capability in Canada enables us to bring a much broader scope to our both defense and commercial customers. As part of the UTC umbrella, we also have a sister division through Pratt & Whitney, which provides engines and power plants. So collectively together, the new formed company provides a large portion, if you will, a capability of most commercial and military aircraft today.
That's quite a mission. I know Collins Aerospace is also a leader in terms of advanced technology and intelligent solutions for global aerospace in the defense industry, but I think you also invest quite a bit in research across Canada. Is that correct?
It is. Again, through the corporation enables us to partner with small businesses. We have a very successful global supply chain that encourages participation from Canadian suppliers, as well as other global and, of course, U.S. domestic suppliers across the globe. Within Canada, we've also benefited from the investments we've been making locally in Ottawa through our legacy Rockwell Collins facility, as well as a landing gear and systems facility that's in Oakville, Ontario, under the legacy UTAS brand. So collectively together in Canada, we now represent about 1,250 employees with centers of operations in Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto, Oakville, and Winnipeg.
That's quite a portfolio. So part of the research and I guess training is does that tie into the plans in growing Collins Aerospace in Canada?
Absolutely. There are strategic investments both internally and also in support of our customer, I guess, investments and operations through collaborative NRE programs.
Okay. So you've got a lot of local partnerships that really highlight the amount of depth and scope that Collins can deliver across Canada. Can you comment on some of your programs as it relates to Strong, Secure, and Engaged?
Certainly be happy to. We're quite excited by the Strong, Secure, Engage agenda, and that there are some major significant programs moving ahead for the Canadian Forces to better equip their men and women who serve globally and as well as nationally in Canada. So some of the key programs that we're looking forward to is that we're partner company on the Team Cormorant as that moves forward through a major midlife upgrade, and there'll be more discussion on that, I'm sure, around the CANSEC timeframe. We're looking forward to the competition, if you will, of the future fighter capability. We have significant positions with all of the major OEMs that will be competing on that platform. We're very interested in the developments on the Canadian Surface Combatant Program and the shipbuilding strategy as a whole as it moves forward in terms of being able to provide some communications capabilities to those platforms. We've been a long-standing partner with the Canadian Army in developing elements of their land command support systems going forward through LCSS and the communications modernization programs. We've also have significant content on pretty much everything the Canadian Air Force, Royal Canadian Air Force flies today. And there's various smaller sustainment programs and modernization programs that are be moving forward under Strong, Secure, and Engaged.
Yeah, that is quite a portfolio.
I'm sorry if I can just interject. I probably missed a few. Respect to the areas moving into simulation and training, specifically, one of the major programs moving forward in Strong, Secure, Engaged would be future aircrew training. It's a very comprehensive, complex program that will involve capabilities ranging from aircraft service support to avionics to simulation training. That one is not yet to go out to the formal RFP stage, but will be under the terms of the SF. A Strong, Secure, Engaged.
Well, that's great. Lee, I'd like to touch upon training for a second. One of the things we're starting to hear a lot more about is the flexibility in the way that people train, kind of the pre-training before they ever have hands-on application, flexibility to, for instance, you know, train while they're in their hotel room type of thing. What type of programs or how do you see that developing at Rockwell Collins?
So there is a lot of emphasis in training. You know, you look across even in the commercial sector in schools and the way we do learning, it's like more and more investing in what we call lifelong learning opportunities. And that can be through the use of technology like we're today, even going through a podcast. We're all in different locations, but able to communicate through our laptops. Training, as you get into the field, to bring large formations together to do traditional training exercises is time-consuming and expensive. So we're looking for ways that to use technology through live and virtual and constructive training means that can bring those elements together from their home operating bases, but operate in an environment where they can share the training experience across multiple different organizations simultaneously. So what does that mean for us in terms of providing technology and insights that go from the desktop kind of training systems to connected and secure networks that can enable that live virtual construct to occur to actual aircraft that can participate in that, then the secure communications pipes, data links, and means to join into that virtual network of live, it's almost like a live gaming kind of scenario where everybody can participate from where they are in either a simulator or simulated environment or an actual aircraft or platform or armored vehicle or what have you, as part of that networked live and virtual training.
Well, you know the old adage, knowledge not applied. Is it safe to say by being able to use technology to train in that manner that it keeps people fresh and current?
It does. And it provides opportunity to expand beyond basic learning classroom to actually put it in a more realistic environment.
Oh, that's certainly significant as well. Lee, we're right around the corner from the CANSEC show. I'm wondering, for our listenership and readership, if you could share with us what to expect, what's going to be at your booth this year, and what kind of opportunities there will be.
This year is going to be an exciting show for Collins Aerospace in Canada. It's our first show, our first major show under our new logo and banner as a Collins Aerospace company. And as such, we have a lot of interest and participation from divisions across the company that will be representing themselves at CANSEC and also coming to interact and meet with the customer and supply base and government officials that will be at CANSEC. CANSEC brings together more than 11,000 people in one place in an intense sort of two-day environment with a lot of capabilities on display. It's a huge opportunity for networking, meeting face-to-face, making introductions, and demonstrating new capabilities. Some of our communications and networking technologies for both maritime applications, Army/ground applications, as well as airborne. We'll be displaying advanced avionics systems, ProLine Fusion, which is used both in commercial and military derivative aircraft around the world. We'll have an excellent opportunity to display some of our new capabilities in space and ISR, and that we'll be bringing an actual space suit from the International Space Station. So if you want to come by and take a great selfie, that'd be a wonderful opportunity for those that are interested in space. As well as be displaying some of our simulation and technologies that we just talked about through the live virtual constructive type programs at our booth.
Lee, for our readers and listenership, could you share with us your booth location and where they can find out more information about Collins Aerospace?
Be happy to. We'll be located at the same place since we moved out to the E&Y Center. Where booth number is 1103, at the head of aisle 11, front and center. Look for the large Collins Aerospace banner at the over top of aisle 11. You can't miss us. And we're the one with the spacesuit on display.
Certainly, just one more reason why our listenership and readership should strongly consider attending this year's CANSEC show. Lots to learn from great companies like Rockwell Collins Canada. We have had the pleasure of speaking with Lee Obst, who is President and Managing Director with Collins Aerospace. Lee, thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
It's our pleasure, and thank you for having us and hosting.
Thank you.